Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Going to 250 today, and then we'll turn it over to the guys for pregame and a Cardinals game. And we're getting close, getting really close. Next Thursday, right?
This Thursday, yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah, this Thursday.
3 days.
Wheeler over the weekend was doing something Wheeler-ish, and he...
Cleaning up a mess I made, yeah.
Hit a box, and a bunch of photos came out.
Yep.
And he was showing us, and they're like high school and college.
A couple of them, yeah.
And I told him, like, I don't think you were a jerk. But you couldn't look more. I wanted to find a locker and put myself in it. Like he
does.
Just,
that guy look like a jerk?
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah,
like
kinda.
Every jerk from every 80s movie.
Oh, that's for sure. This one.
No, show me that photo again.
That's a cute jerk, though.
That's like ninth grade right there. That's freshman year.
Okay, I'm not kidding. You look like the combination of the two bullies in A Christmas Story.
Yeah, yeah. Short, but like red hair like
red
Scott
hair.
Farkas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten that before.
Same face, too.
Yeah, I have darker hair. Yeah.
Do you have braces?
No, never.
Oh, well,
how many kids
teeth.
Did you put in a locker?
Huh?
How many kids
I
did
don't
you
think I ever put anybody
you
in a locker.
Stuff anybody in a locker?
Why not?
Unless he's just stopped growing since high school, you know? This was his
I mean, it wasn't much different. I pretty much stopped growing at like 15.
You act like he's 3 feet tall.
I mean,
it's a good point.
Yeah.
He's not 3 feet tall.
I didn't say he was 3 feet.
If he leaned up against a locker, you think you could get
Plus
out?
Plus, he's 3 feet wide.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're right. You got the right.
You have a low center
that's
of gravity.
People are like when you say, "Are you small?" No, I'm not small. I'm short.
You're not small.
I'm short.
Yeah.
He's like a bowl, 1 inch by 1 inch.
If I ever had to fight Wheeler, I don't know where I'd hit him.
Doesn't matter.
And if you did hit him.
It kind of is all the same.
It is.
I've said this from the beginning. If I punched Wheeler as hard as I could, I would hurt my hand and he would barely notice.
Yeah. You're made of like 18 basketballs.
Yeah. Maybe bowling balls.
Right?
Yeah.
Just made of circles. It's
like it, yeah.
You're just a mass.
Yeah.
You're a massive person.
No question.
Also, Andrew's insufferable today.
Is he?
Today?
It's haircut day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's worse today.
He looks good.
He looks pretty dashing.
No, he's got the nicest hair and skin.
It didn't,
weird thing to say, but it's true.
I'm glad you guys like it. I wasn't so sure. So, there should be a rule. Somebody should be with you when you get your haircut where you're not allowed to look at your hair until you get home and look at it in your big mirror in your bathroom or whatever. Because you look at it in the little car.
Yeah, that's the rule we need.
Mirror, and that's like, it's never going to look good in the car mirror that's, you know, this big.
Also, he really offended me about 10 minutes ago. And I'm not sure whether I'm offended as a bald guy or an old guy or both. But I said, isn't it weird that, where'd you go? Great Clips?
Great Clips.
It's just not a part of my life. It hasn't been a part of my life since I was like 30 and I shaved my head, whatever I was. And he goes, yeah, I was thinking about you when I got my haircut and how you never go. And I said, so is there any new technology? He goes, there is. They have these things called clippers.
Yeah. They get the sides in the back of
your head. Am I exaggerating?
I didn't get the clippers until like 5-10 years ago. So I thought it was new.
They
I
had clippers
was like,
in like the 1920s.
I know.
Oh,
I
thought that was World War II.
Yeah, that's how they did. That's how they shaved the Marines before they went to boot camp.
No, I literally think every time I get a haircut, because I only get like one or two a year. Every time I get one, I think to myself, like, man, it's so great that they have the clippers now because it's
now.
So much faster.
Andrew, what the hell are you talking about?
Where they
I know what you're talking about, but what are you talking? Like, how did you not know what they were?
I never had them used on me.
You never seen them and thought, what are those things?
Not on me. I'm not hanging out at haircut places, man. You freak.
Checkmate.
You weirdo.
Yeah,
you
know what? You got him.
Raji
walked right into that
I'm
one.
Sorry.
You're the freak.
You did. You got me.
Gotcha.
I'll never recover from that.
Can't believe that new thing they started using 100 years ago.
They're just like, what?
I'm over here. I was trying to bite my tongue, but I was like, I have to confess.
Yeah, I look
that
over
one.
There and she's laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at?
Yeah. Clippers have been a thing for a while.
Yeah. Well, I never knew.
Do you think Rachel uses the clippers?
And no,
she knew what
probably
they were.
Not.
She knows what they are.
That's an excellent point.
She
hangs out at haircut places. Yeah.
She spent more time there than I have.
Mm.
The first pair of hair clippers were manual, and they were made between 1850 and 1890.
There you go.
What is manual hair clippers? Like a push mower?
You just it's like a weed trimmer. Yeah. That's probably not unlike that. They're actually kind of more like scissors. I'm looking at the picture now.
Well, I mean, then they're just scissors. That's not manual hair
clippers. That's what they're called, hair clippers.
What else have you discovered this weekend?
Yeah.
Beans.
Not much.
Beans?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of steam engine. And this weekend, I was watching News Channel 5 on Saturday morning. And, you know, Saturday mornings aren't quite Monday nights. You know, it's a little looser. And they did a feature story comparing black beans in cans. And I thought I'd fallen and hit my head. Like, they can't be doing a story. And then the anchors started making fun of their own story. I don't know who the producers are at Channel 5, but you need to work harder.
So they're comparing different brands of black beans?
Yes. It was like, these are low sodium. And it's like the guy with the voice of God. It's like, you need to drink less on Friday nights.
Well, maybe he took notes.
Now, for the
thought that the beans were a good thing.
Old people who were worried about the sodium in their black beans, it was fantastic. But
well, beans are bloating enough without all the salt.
Also, I got mad driving down today. There's a billboard right at like 14th and 40, and it has a picture of a Coke Zero, and it says "Best Coke Ever."
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, no.
This is a very easily answerable
question.
Why
don't you pat my fat ass on the head a little more? The only reason I don't drink real Coke is because I don't want 160 calories a can. Idiots.
It's
best Coke ever.
No, the best Coke was a new Coke.
I remember it.
I don't know. I remember when it happened, but I don't know what it tastes like.
What was the clear one called?
Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, my God.
Which was just regular Pepsi, right? But clear?
Yes.
Yeah. It tasted, well, it allegedly
tasted. But it was
tasted,
off-putting.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
Now, what was New Coke? What did that taste like to you?
I don't
remember. Pepsi?
It was sugar. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. It was a little sweeter, and it was a little less bubbly.
Yeah.
Which is basically Pepsi.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, I mean, living in the scandal-ridden world we do today, it's so quaint to think of this sea change that caused. People were losing their minds.
That's right.
Down with New Coke. Like marching on the mall in D.C.
It really was.
Yeah, and they
such a big deal.
They backtracked off that very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, guys.
I think Cosby was the guy back then.
Oh, was it?
I think was it Coca-Cola?
I think so.
I remember Michael Jackson was Pepsi.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow, soda maker.
Really right? Really good one.
Hey, John Wayne Gacy for RC here.
I haven't seen a pudding pop in a while. They still make those?
Right. I think they shut it all down.
You know what? We should just stop.
Like, there goes Jell-O.
Yep. Discontinued it like OJ with the Bronco.
Dude.
What's going on with spokespeople?
Just doing a 90s bit.
Amy Seinfeld.
Good Lord.
What's the deal with that?
Wait, didn't they say they were bringing New Coke back?
I think they did for like one of those little short runs.
I wish they would. It'd make my life better. Give me some excitement.
Since
I can't try these new clippers.
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 Clippers. You got to hit the P. It's two P's.
They should be advertising that on a billboard.
Yeah.
We've got clippers.
It's like scissors, but faster.
Great clips. We've got clippers.
That actually might grab a lot of attention.
Yeah.
They should just change their name to Great Clippers.
Hey, there you go.
Know, I said to when she was clipping my hair on the sides and back, I said, man, I love these clippers. And she didn't say anything in response.
Like, why are you
weird? She was frightened.
Why are you being weird?
And in my head, I clocked it at the time, because in my head, I thought like, oh, I thought she'd be like, yeah, don't they make it so great?
Yeah.
But instead, she was like,
she probably thought you were mocking her. like you did one of those carriage rides downtown. You're
you
like, man,
me.
Horses, awesome, right?
I love that you guys have chairs.
Then you could have raged at her and screamed how you don't spend all your time at Great Clips.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't live here, lady.
What do you ask for when you? Because your hair does look very nice.
I ask for the usual, and Great Clips has a system where
the
they write
usual.
Down.
Usual, you're only there twice a year.
They write it down.
That's
so Great Clips. Has
the
a
name
system.
Of the haircut for generic male.
So if you go in and get your...
Wow. Damn.
She's
an assassin.
She's in the clock tower
because
today.
She doesn't even
put
think
the knife
what
away,
she's saying is rude. That's Amy's problem is she doesn't think the things that come out of her mouth are rude.
She said that's her problem. Wrong about that because I don't mean to be rude.
She said, "What haircut do you want?" I said, "Default." Yeah. Default haircut. No, so if you get a haircut and you don't complain about it, they write down whatever your last haircut was.
Yeah.
So that then when you come in, they're like, "You want the same?" And I'm like, "Sure, whatever that was."
It's your Clips notes.
Haven't had a cut since July.
No, that's yours what they is call called it. White guy with skin like a baby.
And luscious flowing locks.
Baby skin special.
This is a serious question. What percentage of people do you think get a haircut and then they say, well, you know, they show you the mirror, look, what do you think? And don't like it, but say, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I can't imagine many people complain.
In the moment, they probably go home and go, oh my God, this is so horrible. I didn't know what to say.
Like when you've done that, I've done it a couple times.
I don't think I've ever done it.
I just don't look. Like they put the mirror up and I'm like, fine, yeah, it's good. I'm just trying to get out of here. And then one time I got home, it was so bad, I had to shave my head
look.
Off. I had to shave everything off.
Shave your head off.
Yeah, shave my head off. It grew back.
We got to start from scratch here, people.
It grew back.
We're doing a hard reset on the Kevin's head.
It's like the... what was that? Men in Black, when that guy's head gets it's like that. Yeah. Starting off really tiny.
The thing is, if you get your hair cut and you don't like it, like, what can be done about it? Like, it's gone. There's no backtracking. Yeah.
I don't know if guys have this, but it seems to be a universal experience for women. Like, you put they put the black cape, right, around you, where it cinches up around your neck, covers the rest of you. Then they wash your hair, and they slick your hair back, and you just look like a naked mole rat. Like, it's the worst you've ever looked. And every time I look in the mirror, it's just horrifying. It looks like a Star Wars character.
You know, I had a haircut a few months ago, and the lady started to cut, and she was already into it, and she... seemed a little off. I don't know what was going on, but then she informed me she had just popped an Adderall, and I was like, this is not, this is probably not good.
Wow, but she told you that.
Yeah, she did.
She's off a perky.
It seems like it would allow her to like zero focus. In on
you
your hair.
Think,
yeah, and do a really good
but
job.
But maybe it hadn't taken effect like, yet.
She was kind of, I don't know, man. She was shaky.
Amy's thing reminded me. So I took a shower right before I went there because I figure they always spritz your hair with the water. So I thought, well, what hair must be so much easier to cut? And so I show up and my hair is extremely wet. And she's like, wow, your hair is very wet. Do you live nearby? And I was like, I do live nearby. Thank you.
Like you were doing her a favor?
Yeah, I thought I was doing her
You're
a favor.
You're welcome.
Let me help you out.
I did. I was like, this is going to make it so much easier. And it did not make it easier. She was like, wow, I don't even really know what to do with this.
That's like...
She had to dry it before she...
I forget which tattoo it was, but I decided I was going to do my tattoo artist, Jay, the biggest favor of his life and pre-shave. And I came in, he goes, did you shave this morning? I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, this is going to hurt so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, you never, ever do that.
Are you supposed to shave, like, days ahead of time? Or
no, you're not supposed to shave at all. I shaved the night before.
Okay.
And shaved it real good.
Ugh.
So it was all red and everything.
Well, I wouldn't have thought
make it extra sensitive.
To.
Yes. Not great. Not great. So, update in the Donald Trump situation. You probably heard this already, but in case you have been busy today, the Court of Appeals took it from $464 million that he owed today down to $175 million, which I think he has 10 more days. And evidently, he has that much in cash. And I was just thinking, I know this is so stupid, but do you write a check? Like, if you're paying $175 million, is there some special...
Wire transfer
kind of rich guy thing? Or do you just go like, I'm putting the memo here, New York courts, like $175 million. This is nuts.
Well, whenever I've done it, it's always been wire.
It's always been wire.
Yeah.
Plus, think
He's
about
doing
it.
Doing it via PayPal.
Tell me if you disagree with this. But it seems to me that there are really only a couple of buckets. And one of them is a year from now, Donald Trump is the president and has $3 billion from his Truth Social stock. Or he's a convicted felon and dead broke because he loses this case, he loses the E. Jean Carroll case, he's found guilty in at least one of the criminal cases. I mean, think about that. Most of us don't have a swing like that. But he could either be president and even richer than he is now, or he could be dead broke and a felon. And both those things are... maybe equally likely?
I think it's more likely he's president.
I think you're right.
Crazily enough.
Because if he can run the clock out and win the election before he goes to trial on these big cases like the January 6th and the Georgia, then those go away. Well, Georgia doesn't, but you know, January 6th goes away.
We all, whether it's him or not, I think after next election, we should probably clean that up a little bit. You don't get to pardon yourself. Like, we should make that an amendment. Like, no politician, no governor, nobody can pardon
themselves.
And
it's not clear that he can.
Right.
He's going to do it.
It'll have to go to the Supreme Court.
But it'll have to eventually go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody should be able to pardon themselves. The end.
Well, I think that would
nobody.
And that would be obvious for most people, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
But there's a not insignificant amount of people who would think, well, he should be able to pardon himself.
There's not enough critical thinking going on. I know the other side doesn't prize it, but Donald Trump held a news conference today where he basically said that every one of his problems and every one of his court cases is directly because of Joe Biden. Also, the 2020 election was stolen, of course, by Joe Biden. Joe Biden, according to Trump, is not a feeble old man. He's a god. Because if you can steal a national election and then get your opponent indicted several times and judgments up to $500 million in running, you are the stud of all history. But no one thinks that. No one thinks through that what he's accusing Biden of is being Machiavelli. It's crazy.
Well, you can't be both, right? You can't be a feeble, diminished old man and be a superhero.
Well,
yes.
That's the same reason why on January 6th, everyone who's been charged with a crime or is in prison is a hostage and a patriot. Also, FBI Antifa dressing up as Trump supporters. Somehow that's it's a both. Somehow they're both Antifa, FBI did this, these were imposters, but also everyone who got arrested is a hostage, which is offensive on so many levels, especially right now, and a patriot.
See, I think it's just, this should be a simple, easy thing, right? Because if you believe that Joe Biden is a criminal mastermind and he did all this stuff with Ukraine, like all of the things, just assume you believe they're true. You would never say he should be able to pardon himself today as the president of the United States, right? Well, if you don't think he should be able to do that, then nobody should. And nobody should. Let's be honest. Nobody should be able to say, I'm not guilty. I'm fine. Nothing matters. Nobody can prove anything against me. Doesn't matter because I say I am innocent.
Agreed.
Like, I don't care who you are. But if you're saying, like you said, Ranj, well, yeah, Trump should pardon himself. Well, then Biden should be able to pardon himself. Just come out and say, you know what? All of it's true. It doesn't matter. And that's stupid. Just stupid.
1:34 DGS game coming up today at 2:50. Well, the pregame's at 2:50. Rach, the uniforms are getting smaller at Hooters.
Yes, I saw a video this weekend that the young ladies' shorts, they started as like short booty shorts, and now I would describe them as like those cheeky underwear. Like, they are tiny, and a bunch of Hooters employees made like TikTok videos comparing the old shorts to the new shorts, and they're very upset that
they're
downsizing.
I'm really surprised. 2024? I'm surprised Hooters is still Hooters.
Yeah, I am too, because there was a bit of a discussion too about like, they still are very, I guess, very particular about the types of servers they hire. Mm-hmm. You have to have a certain look, which is weird in 2024. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it is strange that the outfits would be getting more scanty rather than like giving the choice of, hey, do you want to wear jean shorts today or something? It is a little strange that they're seeming to regress a bit.
You were really weirded out the first time we took you, weren't you?
I had never been to Hooters. I just thought it was like where you went to look at women. Yeah. I thought that was the only reason to ever go. And when I first started on the DGS, all the guys were like, the wings are so good. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sure the wings are delicious. So we all went, and I'm like, all right, how's it going to go? Wings are great. It's a fun place. It's not, you know, a den of just like ogling
and
women like I thought.
Changes at Olive Garden. I'm guessing they're the same changes.
Yeah. Booty shorts at Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
No, consumer trends are changing.
Way lower.
Yeah. You actually,
that would be a game changer.
The customers are required to wear the tiny shorts. Yeah. It's a real shame.
The new uniform.
Really upsetting people. No, consumer trends are changing. Lower income customers are spending less and coming in less, and higher income customers are coming in more. So I just thought that was an interesting trend that, you know, it makes sense that if you're lower income, you're cutting back at a time like this, but higher income people are going in and choosing to cook at home less and spend more time at the Olive Garden.
Or are they choosing to go there instead of the more expensive places they used to go?
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, that could be. When you're three creepy stories. So I'm reading this directly from the show prep, so don't get mad at me. Someone was hit and killed by a train near Bakersfield, California over the weekend. The police arrested a lunatic who removed a leg and started eating it.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Saw that.
A study just came out of a rare disorder called PMO that makes you see people as demons. And over the weekend, the movie based on the devil, this is evidently verified, made $666,666.
Oh.
A little on the nose.
Yeah, Late Night with the Devil?
Yes.
That one? I'm very interested, by the way.
Yeah, they made the number of Nero Caesar. That's what the 666 is.
There you go.
It adds up to Nero Caesar's name.
Wheels cleared
numerically,
it
yeah.
It's also National Waffle Day.
Oh!
Oh, lots
today,
going on.
Let's go.
Is that your third creepy story?
Yes.
That's the fourth.
That's the one that brings them all together.
Kevin, do you have some weird numerology trutherism stuff about Waffle Day?
It's not trutherism, it's history, but okay. about waffles? No. No.
He always flexes with a little bit of attitude.
A little bit?
A lot of bit of attitude.
Yeah. I'm on brand.
All right, you're an idiot, but okay, whatever.
This one really got
me. Listen to Miss Knife in the back.
I'm not doing it to be mean, though.
It's just accidentally mean.
It's just incidental.
It's almost worse.
Yeah. No, it just so happens.
You actually think it's nice. I know I'm being a jerk.
I make observations. You, like, do the little, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you make mean observations.
No, I don't.
Really?
Amy's like if you gave a third grader Chinese throwing stars. And they're like, sorry.
Somebody's going to get hurt. Maybe not on purpose, but somebody's going to get hurt.
Damn. In a move that completely upsets me, being a bald guy and having worn a wig for a while, toupees are now cool. And here's the worst part. Men with hair are shaving their heads and getting toupees.
No.
Who's doing this?
Because you can get a certain haircut. Let's say, for example, Wheels wanted long blonde hair.
Yeah.
They're so good these days, evidently, that you can just shave it off, it sticks to your head, and you have the hair you want.
We got to get Kevin some long blonde hair.
Let's go.
I remember back when, probably 20 years ago, when I had battled losing my hair so hard for so long, and then like 22-year-old guys with full heads of hair started shaving their heads, and I'm like, yeah, be kidding me.
Just slap in the face, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But okay. You know how, like, you're a brand, you're you. I can't picture you with hair. Like,
no one can.
Yeah, but does it look good?
No.
You know,
she didn't used to.
She borderline did it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Would you look totally ridiculous with hair, Dave?
Yeah.
I can't picture you with hair. I think you look very nice like this.
You've seen me with hair.
No, I haven't.
Really? Like my pretty girl Dave picture?
Uh-uh.
I'll show it to you on the break.
Nice.
It's nice.
It is nice.
So, Rach, what's the Fediverse?
Okay, so this is a little confusing. The Fediverse is a combination of the words federation and universe. And, of course, it's a brainchild of Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh,
and the way he described it was kind of like email. Like, you can send an email from a Yahoo to a Gmail account and everything's fine. Well, this is a way of combining all of the social media platforms into one platform. So you can be on TikTok and be commenting on an Instagram video or, you know, you're on Facebook, but you can like a YouTube video. He wants to mix it all up and together into one thing.
How's that hit you?
I don't quite understand it because I just don't see the benefit of that. I mean, it honestly seems like it's worse for all of those companies because in the past it's like, oh, I have a TikTok account, but if I want to comment on Instagram, I better create an Instagram account and have that too. I don't really see the upside, but I guess the tech bros see an upside to it. So
does he own all those or he's just suggesting it?
He's just suggesting it. This is something that's in the works, apparently.
What rich guy are you most tired of?
Elon.
Elon.
Yeah, he's in a class by himself.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's just, he just reveals himself to us more. I think they're all nuts.
Yeah.
But he just has this need to be the center of attention. So we see all of his quirks and all of his faults. I watched Ex Machina this weekend, and it's kind of the same thing of like this eccentric billionaire inventor. And it's not like he's, you know, exactly like Elon, and it's not like it's a documentary, but it got me to thinking, like, I bet they're all very, very strange in their own way.
We're talking about how much Wheeler looked like the quintessential bully when he was young. Do you see the new study that bullies do better than anyone else? Think if you were a bully as a kid, the chances that you're going to make a lot of money and be successful and be happy are much higher.
I get tracks because you don't really care what your actions do to other people.
And you're aggressive.
Yeah.
And you're probably not a bully once you grow up, but you still have that aggressive streak in you.
Yeah, it manifests in different ways.
Well, I was going to say, I think there are different kinds of bullies. Right, you may not be like pushing a kid into a locker, but you're more than happy to fire 1,000 people because you want your bonus.
That is not the lesson I learned from Back to the Future.
Yeah, Biff didn't turn out too great in the one future, but in the other one he did, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, but kind of. That wasn't a great future. It was pretty dark. That was the scary one.
Wasn't scary for Biff.
Am I also the only one that didn't get the piggy going to market?
What do you mean he didn't get it?
Like, I thought he went to the grocery store.
I also.
Oh, you mean
did.
You didn't get what it actually meant?
Oh, okay. That they were going to slaughter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to be eaten?
Yeah.
I think I'm just now getting that.
You know what?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so many
it was
of those
this weekend
things.
For me. I'm like, no. He was buying fruit.
He's going to Schnucks, basically.
Yeah. So many of those old things like that are that. I mean, like Ring Around the Rosies about the plague. You know, London Bridge is falling down is actually about the bridge coming down because of a war.
They entertained us with weird stuff.
Yeah. They're all British, too, right? All the British stuff, they're dark.
The Brits have a very dark sense of humor.
Oh, I wanted to play this for you guys. This was a futurist AI guy who was making, it's about a minute long, but it makes a point that I'd never heard before, and it's pretty interesting.
Is it real that we're actually going through some sort of accelerating change?
Every generation thinks like that, but this time it's real. And, you know, it's the first time in human history that nobody has any idea how the world would look like in 20 years. Now, of course, politically, it was always impossible to predict the future. If you live in the Middle Ages, you don't know, maybe next year the Vikings invade, the Mongols invade, there is an epidemic. You can't predict that. That the basic stuff of human life, like the basic skills...
We're all going to be herding sheep in 20 years, no matter who's in charge.
You need to teach your kids how to plant rice or wheat, how to ride a horse, how to shoot a bow, because this will still be relevant in 20 years. Mm-hmm. Today, nobody has any idea what to teach young people that will still be relevant in 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting. Mm-hmm.
I did see somebody, an AI dude, basically saying, yeah, writing code is not the answer either, because the AI is going to write the code faster.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Like this generation, like Phoebe's generation, has had so much more to deal with, I think, than I did with social media and the craziness of the past 20 years. And now their next 20 years are, like this guy's saying, pretty unpredictable. You know, like she's a freshman in college trying to figure out what to do. And she understands the basic concept of the job that you train for and... You know, her mom and I spend a bunch of money on to get her a degree, may not be there. She understands the basics, but she's distracted by being 19 at college. Like, to really, really get a major and have a plan, and then they just go, yeah, nope, that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Pick something else.
And everybody can't be in AI.
Right. Yeah.
So,
well, and at some point, too, if the AI is what it sounds like, it'll just take care of itself.
Do you guys think you're going to see universal basic income in your lives, like Rach, Andrew?
That's what I always assume is going to happen. I mean, once this AI thing takes over, because it's going to eliminate so many jobs. Just, what are they just going to let people starve? I just see it happening, but a lot of people disagree with me, so.
Well, people don't like the idea of it, but I think... At some point, we're going to have to get used to it because it would be unsustainable to have a society that functions if all of these different fields are no longer a thing. So then what do people do? What how do they make money? You can't say, well, get a job. Okay, what job?
Right, go get a job.
At some point, we're going to have to get to that. It might be 20, 30 years, whatever it is, but at some point, we'll have to have it or some form of it.
I would love it. I think it would be great, but I think that you are going to be fought every step of the way.
Of course, of course.
Massive amount of people.
No question. Who don't know what's...
Even people who would be benefited by it are going to fight you every step of the way.
Which is crazy.
It's not that much different than any kind of healthcare or otherwise welfare program that the U.S. has tried to enact.
Yeah, what we formerly thought of as the GOP and whatever it is now, same with the Democrats, neither party seem light years away. Intelligence and forward thinking and science based to be ready for what's coming. You know what I mean?
What if none of that is their point?
What do you mean?
What if all they care about is getting what they want now?
Yeah.
Feed at the trough, trade your stocks, get super rich, and none of it matters to you anymore.
I agree. But to me, that is like if in 10, 15, 20 years, baseball was going to be played with tennis ball and tennis rackets, but we're not training the kids for that. And in 20 years, you have a bunch of guys that you trained and you hand them a tennis racket. It's like, I don't really even expect them to be ready for this. How could they be? Even the guys who are creating AI are saying, hey, you should probably put some bumpers on this because we don't know exactly where we're going with it. But I think economically and religiously probably and certainly politically, I just don't think we're ready.
Well, it's the only technology we've ever had that we might lose control of completely. We've never had anything like that.
No. Crazy. 152 DGS going about another hour, then we'll turn it over to Cardinals baseball. Let's talk to Rick on line one. Rach, hello, Rick. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon.
You too.
Well, I was listening to you talk about some of this issue with technology, and it reminded me of I was at a presentation. This was over 10 years ago when a futurist was talking about the fact that by 2050, 75, in his estimation, his prediction, 75% of the jobs as we know them today would no longer be in existence, and unemployment would be a massive, massive problem. And it's interesting because even at that time, he said that the political systems we currently have are in no way capable of trying to think through how we handle a problem like this. So it's sort of exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you, Rick. Would your guys' guess be that, and this is a little bit like UFOs or Bigfoot or something, but would you guess when it comes to the AI and the replacement of jobs and such, that there are people in the government somewhere who understand it as well as you can and are working on plans? Or do you think that we're just doing what we've been doing for decades and we really are going to be bit in the butt?
I think it's that.
Oh, I guarantee the Pentagon's working on it.
Well, they are, but politicians themselves are probably not.
No, and they may have staffers that pay attention to it, but it doesn't sound like there would be a coordinated effort. But to me, that's a national security issue, and I'm sure the Pentagon, because the Pentagon games out everything. They game out maybe there's a comet that hits the Earth. You know, like they're gaming out all those things.
Real question. I'm not trying to be funny here. By the way, I have a lozenge in my mouth. I don't know why I woke up with my voice like this, but I did. Sexy. real question. If you could just like take someone's IQ, just flash, boom, 100, 120, 180. Do you think that the people in Congress would be higher than the average American or lower? Or right about at it?
I'd say a little higher.
I think so? Senate,
slightly higher.
Senate is higher. House is lower.
I think you may
be
honest.
That's a good point. Maybe
House is on par, really, is the people's house. Senate would be slightly higher. House would be pretty close.
I think you're right.
Yeah, the problem, I think the bigger problem is not necessarily that ability, that IQ, your ability to process information, but your ability to understand the real world now and the future.
Is this the Nero thing again?
No. Mm-hmm. But like if you want people to think about the future, maybe not someone who's 80, maybe someone who's 40.
Because their future's Tuesday.
Well, this is the thing is like they're not in, you know, like if I'm 80, I'm not necessarily planning for 30 years down the road.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that way. I'm not trying to ignore it. I'm just not thinking that way.
How about just at least find somebody who does care about generations after them?
I mean,
you don't have to be 40 to care about the future.
No.
There are people who are 80 years old who do genuinely care about what happens to people after.
We should have a better spread, shouldn't we?
Right. And that's the thing is it's not so much caring or not caring. It's do you have the bandwidth? Do you have the expertise? Do you have think of the technological knowledge that you have, Dave, that your parents don't.
Yeah.
Like, there's a gap, and there needs to be more people in that 40 to 60 range and fewer in the 70 and up range.
Well, all I know is we've seen some of these congressional hearings where you have U.S. congressmen and women asking some pretty
really
basic
dumb questions
like, what's an email? And I'm thinking, these people are going to handle AI? I hope there are a few experts.
How long ago was it, the series of tubes guy? Was it the Alaska senator that was like, the internet is a series of tubes? That wasn't that long ago. Maybe 15 years?
I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. I'll show you.
I still don't understand how TV works, honestly. It amazes me.
I don't know how a toaster works.
A live image? That's still incredible to me.
Yeah.
That you can transmit live images? None of it makes sense. Good thing I'm going to die before it all hits the fan.